8:05 here in the studios of WKRX, WRXO. It is Tuesday. My friend, Mr. LeBron Street, joins us here from Percy County Rec. What's up, my friend? How are you?
Good morning, Trey, and all the listeners.
Yes. You doing good?
We're doing good. We can't complain.
Trying to stay dry a little bit.
It was a little wet out there, but hey, a little wet and cool. But we needed it. We definitely needed it. It's been a few dry weeks.
I had to drive my truck here this morning, so I didn't know if my SUV would be able to get out of the campsite. So I was able to get out and safe and got here on time. So there you go. But how's everything else going for you? Weekend went good?
Everything went good at Mayo. You know, so this was our last weekend being open weekend. So now we're just strictly here 5 days a week. Unless we got the office is only open Monday through Friday now. But you still can camp. You still can make your reservations. Still come see us. We love new people. We love new guests.
So how is the kind of the off season coming up? We'll have the spring or the winter months, you say. How's everything? How do you plan for that?
Yeah, so we basically, everything's still in operation. Like I said, you still can camp, you still can come out, but everything must be done before 5 o'clock on Friday. So, you know, we're just not there on the weekends. We may swing in if we got a lot of people just to clean the bathrooms, but for the most part, we're not there. So if a toilet stops up or something happens, you know, unfortunately, we're not there on the weekends now, but we've still been swinging in and out. But just don't drive out to Mayo and expect to make a reservation or to call us because we're not there. But come on out to Mayo. How is things at Mayo right now? It's an uphill battle with those leaves right now. Mm-hmm. But me and the guys, we are staying on top of it out there at Mayo. So make your reservations for this year. Start looking at next year because I promise you, I was telling somebody the other day, I had somebody come in from Rock Hill, South Carolina. He was just telling me, you know, how nice it is. And he was telling me how everybody was friendly. And I told him, you know, most people we get are within a 30-mile radius. I said, so you're pretty much the outsider. So if you do something, you know, we're to get back to us. So, that's one thing about Mayo, I will say, it's a very family-friendly event. The kids went trick-or-treating this past weekend. I've seen some nice pictures, and everybody was very grateful and thankful for that. And that, we didn't have nothing to do with it, just that the campers come together with their kids and just go camping. But you can take part in all that. It's just as simple as calling me, making a reservation. We'll be more than happy to take care of you out there at Mayo. Start looking at next year. I can promise you, if it's anything like this year, we will fill up. Or last year, or the year in the past, we have been full most weekends. So sit down with your family, look at your calendar, say, hey, we're going camping May 1st through the 5th. Look at it now, because I can promise you, calling me on the day before to go camping is not going to work no more, especially in the busy season. 597-7806.
Any upcoming events or anything that you have there, Mayo?
Yeah, we have one more event scheduled for you. It's a fishing tournament, which is this Sunday. I call it my pop-up bass tournament because it's word of mouth, but we don't have the banners up like we usually do. This is our little pop-up tournament. We're expecting a nice crowd, but it is this Sunday. This is our last fishing tournament for the year at Mayo. Again, our next bass tournament is this Sunday, November the 2nd at Mayo. As always, boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in is at 3 o'clock. As always, I invite people to come out to the weigh-in. It's something to see that weigh-in, man. See the intensity in those guys' faces. Had a tournament this past weekend out there. It was some nice bags. Core, I think, took 19 pounds to win it with 5 fish. Wow. So that's a pretty strong bag. And the guys that won it are, you know, pretty strong fishermen. So come on out. It could be you. But again, this Sunday, November the 2nd, we will have our last bass tournament at Mayo. Give us a call, 597-7806. One more thing, outside of Mayo. With athletics, Trey, today is the last. I don't know if people know, but we have been on a survey trying to bring tackle football back. So if that's something you're interested in, please just fill out this survey. Well, how do I fill out the survey? Today is the last day to do it. You can go by Huck Sansbury and do it, or you can go online on the Person County's web, on the Person County's Facebook, Person County Parks and Rec Facebook page, and it's right there. But we just got a survey going on, and today is the last day, the 28th, to decide for tackle football for next year. Any questions with that, give us a call, 597-1755.
All right, LeBron Street here with Person County Rec in Mayo. My name is Trey Snide. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More coverage right here, WKRX, WRXO.